You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing. Creator and host, Ken Vellante. Editor and producer, Peter Bauer.
This is Ken Vellante with the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast. And for this episode, we have Olivia McDonald, who is a sketch artist. She's based out in Massachusetts. And someone who I encountered on Instagram at her handle, Ink by Olivia. I'm very pleased to welcome you, Olivia, to the Something Rather Than Nothing podcast.
Thanks so much for having me.
One of the things I ask each guest, and just to get a little bit of your background, going back when you were, you know, a very young child, did you show any artistic inclination, or what was your personality when you were younger? Were you creative?
Yes, as in, I'm from Boston. I'm an only child. So I was always thinking, always creating to pass the time. I was pretty independent and always making something. I had a little craft table when I was younger. My dad still talks about me cutting with the scissors there so carefully with the craft paper and the scissors. And I was always making little sculptures out of Fimo clay. And sketching, coloring, even as a young child. And I was also interested in writing since I was young. Me and my mom used to go on little walks through the neighborhood, and I went with my little notepad writing down notes of things I saw there and different descriptions of things I saw, and later put them into little stories that I made. And also musically, I was dancing since I could walk, pretty much. My grandmother had a dance studio, so I did tap, jazz, and pretty much everything there. So I was pretty artistic in different fields. I also loved being in nature. It gave me a lot of inspiration for my art, as it still does now. I'm part Swiss, so that's... In Switzerland, there's a lot of nature, mountains, and that influences my art a lot.
And so, as far as the types of art that you enjoy, as far as things that you consume, you know, as an art consumer, does that correspond with your interest in writing and in sketching?
Yeah, it does. Some of the artists that I enjoy are street art. Gives me a lot of inspiration for my own art. Like Kip Toe, he's a graffiti spray paint artist. He does it all over the world. Banksy is very famous, maybe you know. And he makes a lot of social commentary, which I like to include in my own art, different issues and different messages. Tattoo art inspires me a lot too. I have a tattoo machine that I recently got and that I enjoy practicing with on fake skin. It's a different feel than sketching with fine liner pens, which I do, but I enjoy doing that. And also minimalistic art I enjoy as well. It's pretty different from my kind of more realistic type of art, but with colors. I enjoy also painting, even though my art is black and white. And music inspires me too, all different forms of art. I like more acoustic music. I always listen to music when I'm drawing or painting. And literature and poetry also inspires me. I just graduated college, and I was a creative writing major and illustration minor. So creative writing has always been a part of my life and my things I enjoy doing. Some of my favorite authors and poets are thorough, very nature-inspired, philosophy type of work. And Wendell Berry, he's a poet from the South, and it's also very nature-inspired. And in my own art, I like to create drawings with different things intertwined in them, combining different types of objects and people into one. For example, some of my recent work was a wind-up bunny hopping, like a wind-up toy, and like a feather with mountains on one side and the feather on the other side. I also like mechanical, like steampunk inspired art. So many different kinds.
Yeah, I and this one of the things that I noticed in your sketching, just as far as the connection between objects, like the mountains on both sides of the feather, where it sneaks up on you, and it's a really subtle and beautiful effect. About your sketching, I wanted to ask you about that and see if you can talk about the decision to do a sketch per day, and what that experience was like and how that helped you grow as an artist.
Yeah, currently I'm up to 567 posts every day, and it's been a crazy journey this whole year and a half about. I started with a skateboard deck where I did with Micron pens a Medusa figure with snakes in the hair and a bunch of flowers running throughout it. That was my first post and my progress on that skateboard. Then I decided I want to continue this and draw every day. And my reason behind it was really to not only expand my own creative abilities and skills, but also to give hope to other people, because people need every day some inspiration, some hope, just to keep going with their days. And it's been every day I get my inspiration from the things I do that's somehow intertwined in my art, or how I'm feeling that day is somehow incorporated into there. And from the daily drawings, I've expanded into making t-shirts with my art, making prints. I started a website, Ink by Olivia, and it's just really grown from there, and seeing my followers' comments and their support on each drawing helps me to keep going. And I've even gotten some DMs from people saying that my art has helped them through tough times, and that's really the best reward that I could ask for.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing that. I think that's an incredibly powerful thing. And, just to see the impact that art has, that it appears each day, like in the case with your work, that it appears each day and that folks, can take a look at it and, just kind of rely on it for the imagination that you express. There's just great power in that. Have you found, let's talk about art during a pandemic. I mean, have any of your views as far as, art's role changed or been impacted, and also your day to day as an artist? Can you speak to within the pandemic, some of the changes that have impacted your art?
Yeah, my art has changed a little bit since the pandemic hit. For example, like different feelings incorporated into my art, like isolation, more people distancing has incorporated, like I believe I did a crab once, like a hermit crab with a house on its shell, and different things like that, and also addressing different social issues like the Black Lives Matter movement, which has also appeared now during the pandemic. And there I did a portrait and included a quote from Langston Hughes, I Too Sing America, and his description there with being Black. And also specifically in the pandemic, my art hasn't really been too much about like different feelings of sadness or anything like that. I tried to keep everything positive and give people hope, or maybe take their mind off of the pandemic and the crazy things happening right now in the world, and maybe show them that things will be okay. And I also include different quotes in the captions of my art to support the art that I draw.
And so you've been impacted, and it's manifested at times in your art. Can you tell me, I mean, I know you have an interest and have studied, writing, and also with visual, with your sketching. And I've asked this question of various guests in different ways, but my main question is, do you find yourself going towards one or the other when you need to express a certain emotion or you feel a certain way? Do you find that you veer towards sketching sometimes and creative writing at other times?
That's a funny question, because usually I always go to sketching for some reason, even though I'm a creative writing major. I go to drawing and making things with my hands first, and the writing just comes naturally, like on the side. And whenever inspiration comes, then I just write and keep writing. But the drawing has been a constant in my life through the daily drawings. And so, yeah, the writing has come on the side, but they both inspire me in different ways, and they both motivate me to stay creative.
Yeah. And another question is, you've done a lot of different, forms of art from when you were younger to present, and participate in those. Do you have an answer to the question of what is art? Do you have a theory of art?
Yeah, art can be, I think that's a pretty broad question. Art can be anything really, but personally, I think it's an expression of feelings, emotions, something like very deep that you want to get out onto a page or through a song or through writing. And it can be anything. Like for one of my internships at the time during college, I went to Art Basel in Miami. It's a pretty famous art convention, and they have different art there. And there was a banana on the wall with taped with duct tape onto the wall. And is that art? You can be the judge. But my opinion comes from what is art. It's really something that makes the viewer feel something and maybe experience something in a way they never thought to before.
Yeah, thank you. Another question I have is, what or who made you who you are now?
I think all of my different experiences have made me who I am. being half Swiss and half American has made me who I am in a large way because of the split half of my family being in Switzerland, half of my family being here in the United States, and the split between the nature and the city, a big theme that comes up in my work, in my writing, and in my art too. And it's really formed my identity in that way. And also my years of school have made me who I am, and rigorous classes have taught me about hard work and persistence. And different teachers have also opened my eyes to different creative outlets. One specifically was my middle school teacher for English, opened my eyes to creative writing and poetry. And from there, I decided to create little sketches alongside my poetry. And that then manifested into, in high school, I became the poet laureate in the high school, where I spread poetry throughout the halls by writing different poems and posting them there and inviting different musicians and poets to the high school to spread their art to the different students.
That's fantastic. Olivia, you mentioned a couple times your Swiss background, and I think you had mentioned, as far as with some of your sketches, kind of a connection to nature, or maybe some of the, you know, the tradition in Swiss painting. Can, like, for everybody else, I mean, can you identify pieces of that background when it comes to art that kind of made you, you know, who you are by having a connection to that background?
Yeah, for example, some of my art, it includes a lot of mountains. I love to draw mountains and different details in them, because in Switzerland, it's very mountainous and very picturesque. And I like to contrast that with, like, skyscrapers in some drawings, which you find here and here in Boston. And but in Switzerland, that influences me because I feel like their culture is more simpler, more slower than the busy city life. So there's that contrast too.
Yeah, thanks for that background. Another question. I know you've been creating, you know, for some time, you know, back to when you were younger and creating various things. Do you ever step back and ask, you know, why it is that you create? Or related to that, do you feel you have a question to create or not? Or that's just the way you have to be?
Yeah, I think that's just the way I have to be. It's just a part of me, the always making things, always creating, making art, writing. And I write to express what I'm feeling or put a positive message into the world. And maybe someone can relate to it and find something positive and uplifting in it. And that just motivates me to create more.
And as far as with the sketching that you do, do you end up connecting with like a larger sketching community, like at large? I mean, do you know each other? Is it that you know, do you group that way, or is it just kind of more of an outlet? This is the way that I express myself, and, you know, kind of unto yourself.
Yeah, at first it was just myself. I was just drawing in this black and white ink style because I enjoyed drawing with pen. But through Instagram, through this platform, I found so many other creative people drawing in ink like me. We even started a little group, me and a few other ink artists, art by Kari is one of them. She's based in Oregon, and she also creates nature-inspired work. And through that, we all connect and share our processes, share different tips on creating art, maybe different pens. And yeah, I've made many different artist friends through Instagram. It's been a great platform.
When you're doing some of the nature pieces, are you directly observing? Are you out in nature, or what's your process as far as how you capture that?
Yeah, some of the drawing, I don't do like sitting in nature and drawing for my daily drawing. Sometimes I do that when I'm painting or just sketching in my other free time. But for the daily drawings, I usually take a picture for a reference of what I'd like to sketch, and I have a little gallery of pictures that I have like as backup. And or I use different reference photos from the internet and combine them in different ways to make each work my own.
I got a big question for you, Olivia. It's the title of the podcast. Why is there something rather than nothing?
That's also a pretty big question. But I feel like if there's nothing, there would be no feelings, no hope, no world if there was nothing. But and also, if I didn't decide one day to start drawing every day and keep it going, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And I keep working towards making something from nothing, in a way. And every day I start with a blank page and there's nothing, but I make something from it. So I'm very blessed to share my gift with others and to express it to a greater audience, and that makes something from my art, I guess I'd say.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're chatting with Olivia McDonald. Olivia, at the end here, one of the things I want to always do is connect, artists to their audience. And what ways can folks connect with, your creative outlet, in just reiterating again as far as Instagram, just so everybody knows where to find you?
Yep. Listeners can connect through Instagram at Ink by Olivia, and there they can DM me or email for commissions, which are also open, or inkbyolivia.com. I sell prints of my art, t-shirts, skateboard decks, and stickers. And also in the future, my hope is to create a YouTube to explain my process more and share different art tutorials and things like that too.
Oh yeah, and thanks for mentioning those. Could you mention a few more things as far as your work on tattoos? I'm a tattoo enthusiast myself. I saw that you designed some, and you said you got a machine. Could you just go a little bit more into, like what you do with that and where to come in contact with you for the tattoo stuff?
Yeah, right now I don't do the actual tattooing. I just design tattoos for different people who ask me to commission me to design their tattoos. For example, the first tattoo commission I got was when I started my Instagram. Somebody actually contacted me and they got like a half sleeve on their arm of a drawing I did with a woman and an octopus on the head with a anchor and a boat. And then it's just grown from there. I also did a mechanical octopus, a Nikon camera, different types of tattoos. And in my own tattooing practice, I have a tattoo machine, and I've just practiced on an orange and fake skin. I've also done a real tattoo on my cousin, actually, a little bike. But I would like to continue tattooing and maybe get an apprenticeship to translate my art more professionally onto skin, possibly.
Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful work, and thanks for giving a little bit more information about that, just as far as, you know, my personal interest. Thank you so much for your creativity and, you know, your daily sketches and, you know, everything that you put out there. I certainly noticed it, and I wanted to thank you for the joy that it brings, because it is wonderful work, and it's really a beautiful project of the imagination, and just wanted to let you know it was appreciated, and to thank you for joining the program.
Thank you. I'm so glad you enjoy it, and it's a great program. I love that you feature different creative people on this podcast.
Thanks so much, Olivia, and hope to talk again soon. Take care.
You too.
Bye now.
You are listening to Something Rather Than Nothing.